This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend up there. Anyway, so God, I can't believe the amount of stories you guys send me. I get it. All right? I get I get that you want me to get all these. And there's some pretty crazy crap happening out there. But I got to tell you again, you let it happen. That's right. Yeah, you guys, you did. You let it happen. And you know how you let it happen? Because you keep electing these yo-hos to these positions. And I say you do. And there's a reason why I keep saying you do. Right? When you have a local elected official, and you keep voting for him or her, and you move them from school board to water board to city council, and then you send them to the state legislature, yeah, it's as much your fault as it is anybody else's, people. You need to vote them out. You need to find somebody. I was talking about this in the last segment. Some of my conservative friends who constantly complain about the system but will not get involved. God forbid. They've got a family to raise. Well, a lot of us had families to raise when we got involved in politics. Right? You find a way to make it better. Maybe you guys pitch in locally and you help support somebody who's willing to run for office. Because until we do run education boards, water boards, school boards, city councils, town councils, county councils, you can't complain. You just can't do it. And I've had people say to me, not even because they don't have the time, they don't want to take the beating, they don't want to put up with the garbage. So thank you for leaving me out here alone, because there's others doing the same thing. They're out here alone. Now, colleges and universities in Minnesota must accept anonymous reports of sexual harassment and sexual violence. There's an online reporting system under a new state law that took effect last week. So I don't get that. What do you? Something shows up on your desk that says somebody got raped somewhere by someone else? The law, which includes a long and detailed list of school obligations under victims' rights, also says that students must complete sexual assault training within 10 business days of their first semester start. Now, though the law doesn't detail what happens to students who skip training, schools could prevent them from registering for classes until they do complete it. Public relations or government relations director at Minnesota Private College Council told the local news source that the new requirements are a feel-good solution to a problem that may not even exist. Now, a veteran public interest litigator known for anti-smoking and the potty parity causes, you know, I mean stupid things that are wasting taxpayers' money. I mean, I realize there's a need for attorneys, and I realize that some attorneys are really wanting to help people, but I watch some of these attorneys making millions of dollars suing schools, school districts, for no real reason. if they give the school district time or work with them instead of suing the crap out of them and taking their money, making it even harder for them to get some of these things done, some of these issues they sue for might get done faster. Now, this particular public interest litigator says he has personally seen the negative effects of anonymous complaints through GW's George Washington University's reporting system. We've actually talked about them here on the show before. He said some students have told administrators that they would like me to be somewhat more sensitive when, well, for example, we discuss the class actual cases where women have consented to sex because of male trickery. I don't even...
I love you, honey.
Oh, well, he told you he loved you. Oh, yeah, right. My God. Can you imagine the lawsuits over the last 100 years? If you could have got away with that. That's my family is lives in Upper New York, and they're well-to-do. Right? So if you sleep with somebody because you think they have money, and then you want to sue him for trickery when you find out he hasn't got 62 cents to rub together, I'm sorry. Who's the jackwagon? Some students have accused him of being insensitive to rape victims in his civil torts class, where the subject of rape is peripheral. You know, that was the other thing, too. We've done stories where law students, I don't even understand this, law students have said that they don't want to, they would like the teacher to skip the rape portion of the class. Criminal law students. Because it was too uncomfortable. So what do you get in front of the judge? Well, you know, Judge, my client says that he never, you know, the victim, he never, you know, with the victim, he never, this is too uncomfortable for you to talk about, Your Honor. You know what I mean. Yeah, that'll go over well. Again, remember I talked about earlier? Snowflakes? Can't handle any negativity? I'm sorry, but I refuse to blame them for that whole thing. The parents have to take some responsibility on how they raised their kids. What they allowed them to do, get in trouble, not get in trouble, you know, take the heat for, not take the heat for. And I'm so tired of hearing kids are kids. No, kids don't have to be just stupid kids. There are plenty of kids that grow up and don't get in trouble. And then they become really good, productive adults. I know some of you say, well, yeah, you know, keep too tight of a rein on them, and they're going to take off when they're older. Well, okay, so be it. But there is a lot of evidence to prove that the kids that grow up in a loose home don't do better than kids who grow up with rules and boundaries and guidelines. Exactly. It just doesn't work that way. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host for Sitting Real Side. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
I can slap for this later. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You guys throw so much at me. I can't keep up with everything. I'd love to. I just can't do it. But I do appreciate the time you spend. I really do appreciate the time you spend doing this. I appreciate the time that you spend on the air with me, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Where was it? I just had it in front of my face. That's why I hate computers. Things pop up and take off all the time. So we were talking about the Minnesota. The problem in Minnesota. It is a problem. Colleges are now forced by law to accept anonymous rape complaints. So I don't know if that means, because I can't get the details here. I don't know if that means, and you know, it's really funny because when I talk about certain things that happen in the rape world, I'm beat up for being part of the rape culture. So how does this fix anything? So you get a, an anonymous, hey, John Smith raped me, but I'm not telling you who me is. I'm not telling you who I am. So you just throw John Smith in jail for that? Based on a testimony on a computer? Or do you not have to tell who you who raped you? I mean, I don't understand any of this. The writer goes on to say, having examined the data on campus sexual assault, Ben Zoff said he has concluded that it's not clear whether rape is an epidemic on campus. Now, nobody's saying here that rape in any way, shape, manner, or form, or by any number is acceptable. But if you got rape running rampant, and I'll tell you what, you want to send me into orbit? I don't think I have time to pull it off, but if you want to send me into orbit, let's really talk about how you guys on the left, you socialists on the left, you're all bent out of shape on this rape stuff that takes place on campus, and they're not at epidemic levels. Right? You're going out of your mind. You're talking about the sexual consent. How many times does somebody have to say, I agree to sex while they're having sex or leading up to sex or just after sex so nobody goes to jail and all that other stuff? Yet you go out of your way to hide these rape gangs that are going through some of our cities. Yes, deal with it. When you talk about the refugees, right? No, not all refugees. But you got these rape gangs of young people that are raping these young women. We just had one happen in Chicago that they hid from us. Why hide it? If it's not a problem, not an epidemic, and it's okay, why hide it? That's my question. So I guess what's going on in colleges is bad, and it's important. And you have, you know, two people drinking their brains out, right? And they can't probably speak at that point in time because they're so drunk, and they're having sex, and that guy's going to go to jail because she couldn't say the words yes because she was so drunk, but every action she took showed that she wanted to have sex, but that doesn't matter because you actually hear the word yes. That's all nasty and wrong, yet when the 12-year-old gets raped by a rape gang, by a bunch of refugees, that's okay. We're going to hide that. We have to keep that for the public. We have to keep that down low. And don't give me this crap that you don't know what's happening. Just go Google it. Use that Google thing. You'll find it there. You may have to go one or two pages because they like burying that stuff, but you'll find it there. They perceive a major education or epidemic of crisis of date rape on college campuses. But even the experts can't tell you whether it's there or not. Now, the problem with affirmation, which is where, you know, I don't know. I don't even know how they really. Who sat there in a legislation, in a legislative group one day and said, you know, we should make sure that before, during, and after sex, it was consensual all the way through. So I don't. Are there different acts that take place where you have to say yes in each act? You should come up with an app, right? That way, there, you know, honey, is it okay if I do this? If okay, here, press the app, hit the button. I don't even know how you would do that. The writer goes on to say the problem with affirmation consent is that no one enters into lovemaking that way. Hi, can you sign this? By asking permission for every possible sexual act, he said. It's better to keep the current presumption that the consent is valid until one party actually says no or stop. Don't you think that's the right way to handle it? Teach your daughters to say no? Teach your sons to say no? Hey, listen, it goes both ways. Go look at the cases, yes. Now, the law professor has been advocating what he considers a middle ground solution, which is being studied in Virginia, a consortium of universities that funds the hiring of special investigators. Yes, let's spend some more money. Likely former judges and attorneys to handle sexual assault cases among them outside of the control of the university. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe allocated $100,000 to study the possibility of this consortium early in the academic year. Now, you know, again, how do you do this? Think about this. Anonymous rape charges, okay, or reports. And then you want to have progressive consensual sex affirmations. And the writer's right. Nobody has sex that way. I mean, maybe, what do you have, a 12-step sex program? When you get here, you ask again. When you get here, you ask again. When you get here, you ask again. I'm sorry. This stuff just makes me nuts. Okay, so I just got another link to a story, which I don't, you know, I won't say I don't know how I feel about it, because I do know how I feel about this. You know, being a Christian and having my thoughts on how this should happen. The, let me see where this is. Oh, this is in Alaska. Yeah, they're a little whacked up in Alaska anyhow. You know, it's cold up there all the time. Hard to get the blood pumping. So how they get it up to the brain, I don't know. The powers of Lucifer were invoked over the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Tuesday evening as people of various faiths start taking the opportunity to share in the opening prayer. All right, and again, I love this. I wish I wish the spaghetti people would show up in my area and do a prayer. What do they call the pot? You know, I got an argument the other day. He kept telling me that they were called the Rastafarians. I said, no, they're not. They actually call themselves the Pastafarians. Now, the powers of Lucifer were invoked over the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Tuesday evening. I think I can play the... Let's see if I can play the prayer, the actual prayer.
Thank you for having me. Let us stand now. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
We have no choice.
Let us stand now, unbowed and unfettered by arcane doctrines born...
All right, we're going to pick this up on the other... I can already tell I'm going to have a ball with this. By arcane... Where do you think Lucifer came from? That's not arcane. You think that's new, honey? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Here, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got to tell you something. You know, being on a school board myself and having to deal with state laws, adhere to state laws, you know, I hear this stuff. We thank God we don't have it happen in our place, but I hear this stuff come through. And I hear about other places that have to deal with it. I'm going, I don't know if I could sit there without asking questions. And you should ask questions. I would have a boatload of questions for this person. I'd be like, excuse me, what does that mean? So let's listen. Let's just have some fun with this.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Let us stand now, unbowed and unfettered by arcane doctrines born of fear.
You know, This prayer, now that I read it here, this is one that's going around all over the place. These people that so quote unquote worship Satan. And here's the joke behind it. When they get in front of a camera, when they start talking to people, they don't really believe in Satan. They don't believe, this is just to disrupt the Judeo-Christian mindset, as they put it. Okay? Because look at what the prayer is. Thank you for having me here. Let us stand unbowed, so there's no reverence. Unfettered, so they're not bound by any kind of doctrine or anything, right? and I don't know. Again, you look at it here. Let me play some more of this. Unbowed. Give me a break.
Fearful minds in darkened times, let us embrace the Luciferian impulse to eat of the tree of knowledge and dissipate our blissful and.
So let us embrace. Let us embrace bucking the system. Let us embrace not dealing with the rules and the laws. Let us embrace not doing things the right way or having a higher authority. Unbowed, unfettered by arcane, you mean like old rules? Right? Born of fearful, so it's fearful to believe in a God? I'm not afraid of God. Not in the way you think. Right? Talk about darkened times. Think of the dark place you live in. Oh, I'm going to have a ball with this. Hold on.
Comforting delusions of old. Let us demand that individuals be judged for their concrete actions, not their fealty to arbitrary social norms and illusory categorizations. Let us reason our solutions with agnosticism in all things, holding fast only to that which is demonstrably true.
Nothing, honey, nothing you believe in is demonstratively true. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You believe in evolution? Ain't no proof. Absolutely none. You know, it's really funny because they say science is settled. That's why we still teach it as the theory of evolution. Scientists still call it the theory of evolution. There are so many holes in that, that if it was anything else other than an affront against the God of this world, of this universe, it would be flushed by science. If it had to do with any other theory, they would have flushed it by now. Okay, because there's no transitional fossils. They can't tell you what happened and when. And I can go. Actually, I like to go all the way back to the Big Bang Theory, but I'm not going to do it again. I do it enough. How ass that. You think we're arcane. You think people who believe in God are arcane. And we believe in arcane doctrine. Think of how much your science has changed over. I don't even know. It was 2,000 years, then it was 6,000 years, then it was 1 million years, then it was 50 million years, then 30 million years, then 90 million years. And what are we now? We're now 6 billion years? You're talking, make up your mind. I thought science was somewhat exact. The thing behind science was, yes, they're always learning, but the processes were pretty much the same, right? If you, what is it, H2O, right? Hydrogen, 2 oxygen, 2 parts oxygen, right? That makes water. Every time. I'm sorry, 2 hydrogens, 1 oxygen. Every single time it makes water. Not sometimes. Right? Not on Thursdays at 5. All the time. They can't produce one transitional fossil. They cannot show you how once... If it was true, then there would be some kind of DNA stream that tied it all together. There isn't. So from a scientific, even though there's all kinds of holes in evolution, they stand fast. You know why they stand fast to it? Because then they'd have to give in to a creator. There's more and more science, more and more scientists turning to the fact that there was, however you want to put it, a creator. Hey, come on, come back.
Gnosticism in all things, holding fast only to that which is demonstrably true. Let us stand firm against any and all arbitrary authority that threatens the personal sovereignty of all or one. That which will not bend must break, and that which can be destroyed by truth should never be spared its demise. It is done. Hail Satan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, everybody's allowed to be a fool. I mean, that's a right that we all have, right? You know, let us embrace the Luciferian impulse. Well, let me ask you a question. Even people who don't believe in God and know the story of Lucifer, right? Know the story of the garden. What is ultimately the story of the garden? Is it bucks authority, it breaks the rules, and it does what's wrong. So is that what she's professing here? Is she saying that we should embrace our Luciferian impulses? We should embrace our impulse to do the wrong things. We should embrace our impulse to take stuff that doesn't belong to us. We should embrace our impulse to buck authority. Isn't that what she's saying? And then when we're done with that, we should turn to our blissful and comforting delusions. Or, I'm sorry. It goes, and dissipate our blissful and comforting delusions of old. What delusions of old? That there's a loving God who cares about me, who wants me to make it to heaven, who wants me to live a good, healthy lifestyle, who wants me to raise a solid family, who wants me to help out my neighbors, who wants me to help make a better community? I'm sorry. What part of that is terrible? I really would like to know. These guys are cowards, and I'll tell you why. How many years did I try to get them on the show? I publicly asked Satanists to come on the show with me. They wouldn't come on the show.
Since the beginning.
Since the beginning of the show, I kept saying. And matter of fact, our board op, which was a devout atheist, he didn't believe in anything, he was freaked out that I wanted the Satanists.
He said, no, no, don't let him come on.
I said, what are you afraid of? You don't believe in any of this stuff. It's just a label at that point. And the... Producer Tammy has something to say.
I just have a question. I have a couple of questions.
Yeah, okay. You think I'm going to be able to answer them?
Well,
I hope not.
I don't understand how she's praying to this Lucifer person if she doesn't want to be fettered, because isn't she submitting to that? And secondly, where did this guy come from? I mean, was he first? Maybe he came before God, and that's what she's saying? I don't understand. I think I'm just confused.
Yeah, well, join the club. I am, too. I love this, to be judged for their concrete actions. Not their what's that, their fealty to arbitrary social norms.
By acknowledging Lucifer, isn't she acknowledging the Bible actually exists, that God exists because God made Lucifer? I mean, maybe she's confused.
Maybe she's delusional, right?
There's no maybe about it.
No, but then hail Satan. Well, if those old delusions don't exist, who are you hailing? Who's listening? It is done. What's done? What, your prayer is done? There ain't nothing else done. There's no power in what you did. It didn't do anything but make people in the room giggle. Look, I don't even giggle at the prayers of other religions. You can't giggle because there is some reality to what they're doing. I look at this and go, you got to be kidding me, right? Anyhow, yeah. What? I love it. I wish they would do this more often.
I just feel sorry for her because, I mean, I wouldn't laugh at her.
I would.
I'm a little concerned for the heat level that she's going to be experiencing because that's what I believe is going to be happening, and I'm feeling sorry for her right about now.
You know what? Everybody has the ability to understand and accept the truth. Everybody has the ability to sit down and actually do the studying. She is bowing to social norms. Okay, she's bowing down to, there are professors out there. These young people see professors as gods, and when a professor says God doesn't exist, it's stupid and blah, 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 blah. They fall for it because they're in love with those professors. Okay. Anyway, so for those of you who believe in Satan, I would love your call. I would call in 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. But I want you to, when you come on, I'm not going to make fun of you on the air, but when you come on, or when you send me an email, send me a link proving to me that you're a Satanist. And that doesn't mean I have to see you skinning cats or anything like that. I mean, I want to see on your Facebook page or on your website that you actually do hail Satan. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You came back to go. So hey, Daniel. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. Okay? Whether you do it on the chat room, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots happening up there. All right? And or you can head over to the website and give me your email address. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I send out an email once a week. I let you know who's going to be in the show, topics we're going to be dealing with, that kind of stuff. Got a lot of good guests coming up. Got a Secret Service agent coming on, I think, yeah, tomorrow night. The Secret Service agent who spent some time with the Clintons. And we're going to talk about really what went on in the White House. Yeah, not for a long time. In the White House under Bill Clinton. And I'm not just talking about what bills he signed. You know what I'm getting at? Anyway, so he'll be with us tomorrow night as well. And Evan Sade will be coming on. Liberty HealthShare CEO will be coming on. What happens if Trump gets in and the ACA does get reversed? I don't know how they're going to do that. I really don't know how they're going to do that. But I'm so tired of them wasting time voting on this thing. It makes me nuts. Let's move on and pass some real legislation. Let's get some jobs rolling, okay? Let's just defund that stuff and get the jobs rolling. And isn't that hard? All right, some more craziness out there. Let's see, what else have we got? We got, no, I don't like that one. Let's go to this one. Hillary Clinton tweets about how bad unemployment rate is for minorities. Well, there you go. It's that simple. Hillary Clinton has been running around pretending that campaigning for a third Obama term is a good thing, isn't it? I mean, Obama was so great. He did so many things so well. I mean, everyone's got health insurance now, right? People aren't struggling with their mortgages anymore. Everybody's got a decent job. Everybody gets to go to the school they want to go to. You get to go to the doctor you want to go to. You get to... Never mind. Meanwhile, everyone familiar with how badly the economy is really doing is trying to figure out what she's thinking. I mean, get this in your head. This is not just Hannity or any of those guys yelling this number all the time, and it's not true. This has been the worst recovery since World War II. 95 million people are still out of work. What's the problem here? And unemployment, right? Unemployment by race for Americans, age 16 to 24, is out of control. Almost 20%. I mean, come on, 16 to 24. You know, African Americans, black kids, they've always had a problem or challenge getting work, summertime work, regular work. Never at these rates, though. Never. And here we have a black president who can't seem to find a way to help out. And Hillary's, again, the delusion. The delusional Hillary. There's another meme. Meet the delusional Hillary. And she's running around talking about, now, 95% of what Obama does, she's in agreement with. She's good with it. And so you will get a third term with Hillary. You know you're going to get a third term with Hillary. Now, I really, this Assange fella, I'm really worried about him. And I don't mean I'm worried about him like they're going to take him out. And you could, you know, he hasn't left that embassy in forever. And even though he's got political asylum, don't you think other countries will get pressure to release him to get him out of there? And people are talking about this big release in October. He said in his interview yesterday that there was no big release coming in October. When people send him stuff, he tries to release it as soon as he can verify it or as soon as he's comfortable doing it. Now, Julian says he promises there's a lot more Clinton emails. They have to go through them. They're not waiting for timing, if you would. Now, Hillary's in very deep. He can prove it with the emails, but nobody wants to hear it. It's really funny because when you hop on Facebook and you get some of these hardcore right, left-wing Hillary loyalists, you could have pictures. I'm telling you, you could have pictures of her killing somebody, and they wouldn't believe it. And if she even came out and said, yeah, I did it, but I did it for all the right reasons, then they would say, well, you know, at least she did it for the right reasons. Like I said, the arguments I've been having with some of the hardcore Democrats who called the conspiracy theory, or called, quote-unquote, conspiracy theory on the DNC emails, now that they're actually out, now that we've seen them, now that people have resigned about them, they will not still call it a real issue. They still refuse to call it that. Come on, think about it. I don't know how you get them to understand. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has promised to release more damning emails regarding the Clinton Foundation, and many Democrats are fearing it could lead to an October surprise for the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now, Assange has been saying for the longest time that he has more emails that he'll release before Election Day, but in a new interview with a news source online, he gave some hints at what the information in those emails might contain. He mentioned the ties between Clinton and Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia is probably the largest single donor to the Clinton Foundation. You can see the Clintons' arms export policies when she was the Secretary of State favoring extensively the Saudis. The U.S. government at times, when Hillary was in charge of foreign policy, did use Libya as a conduit to get arms to the jihadists in Syria. This is well established. It's not just bullpucky stuff. Now, investigative reporters in the U.S., some of which were even published in the New York Times. There's an extensive relationship between Hillary and the Saudis, between the Clinton Foundation and the Saudis. And the Saudis are probably the largest single donor to the Clinton Foundation. Now, she's trying to distance herself from this. But again, if you've got the emails in your hand, you're showing them to people. They're all over the internet. I don't know how they keep denying this. Now, some people say, well, if they have the information, you should just release it. He said, I try to get it out as soon as I can. And he even kind of alludes to the fact that the DNC data guy died at the hands of the Clintons. He died because of what he knew and what he was about ready to give up, information-wise. Look, you have four people. I love these people say there's no proof. You have four people that have died, but in the last 2 months about? Yeah, in the last 2 months. I mean, a guy that's getting ready to go over and not testify necessarily against the Clinton specifically, but to testify on issues that would have got him in trouble or got them in trouble. A man that didn't work out with free weights on a regular basis. All of a sudden shows up and does free weights on his own. Puts enough weight to crush his windpipe. Doesn't ask anybody to come in with him and dies while lifting weights. That sounds normal. That happens all the time, doesn't it? People get stupid with free weights. I just don't get it. I really don't get these people.
You got to go check out the post that I put up this week about the Clinton zombies. Head over to my website, therealside.com.
And my latest piece for the week is the Clinton zombies. And I go right down the list of all the things that we have proof of. Not that we think happened, that she might be guilty of. These are things that actually happened, that we actually have proof of. And the Clinton zombies refuse to call her on a carpet for it. I can't get one Dem that I'm dealing with publicly to say, yes, Bill Clinton did do this. Hillary Clinton is doing this, is guilty of this. They just won't do it. It's like it's their gods. And they won't speak negative of their gods. Yet, they have it right in front of their faces. Try to get into the... Hey, go downtown. Where's the Clinton Foundation? Downtown New York, I think. And I know New York's a big place. Look it up yourself. And they've been out there so long, I bet you they show up on satellite photos. The picketers from Haiti in front of their... Because, you know, the satellite photos aren't day-to-day, minute-to-minute. Right, sometimes they go months at a time before they take another satellite photo like that you see up on Google. But these Haitians have been picketing, and there's not three or four of them, there's quite a few of them, out in front of the Clinton Foundation building. And they say the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars that went there, they haven't seen much of it. That there's virtually been no repairs there done in the city where the money is needed. There was a building built, quite a few miles north of the city. That's barely being used. Now, do your own homework, people. Do not get dictated by social media as to what to believe and how to believe. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Have a great rest of the day. Tell your friends about the show. Get them involved. Get them engaged, even if they're not on the same side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We will catch you tomorrow.